This is Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie, producer and host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Welcome, Vitayu. I hope you'll enjoy this next podcast, recently broadcast on the show. Links to all Nash Holos podcasts and a live broadcast, as well as program details at www.nashholos.com. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Yaroslav Dashkevich was a prominent Ukrainian historian and one of the founding members of the Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. In a time of rapid devaluation of national values, which is how we can characterize the latest decade of our history, Dashkevich was a significant role model for thousands of people. He was a living example of intellectual and professional honesty and a real patriot of Ukraine. Even after a lengthy exile in Siberia, he did not give up his beliefs. He remained professional and dedicated to culture. His school of historiography, hundreds of works, articles, and essays will acquire a proper appreciation among future generations. Yaroslav Dashkevich was a doctor of history, director of the Lviv branch of the Hrushevsky Institute of Ukrainian Archaeography and Historiography, and head of the Historical Philosophical Division of the Shevchenko Scientific Society. He was born on the 13th of December 1926 in Lviv to Olena and Roman Dashkevich. Yaroslav's mother was Olena Stepanev, the first Ukrainian woman officer and a cornet of the Sichuvi Streltsi. His father, Yaroslav Dashkevich, was a general in the Ukrainian National Republic Army. After studying Ukrainian language and literature at the Lviv National University, he worked as a librarian. In December 1949, he was arrested by the KGB as politically unreliable and sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Following his release was the stigma hanging over him to being politically suspected. He was unable to find permanent job. His forced unemployment was to last 23 years. It was during that period that Yaroslav Dashkevich became a world-renowned expert of Ukrainian studies, a specialist on the history of the East, in particular Armenia, and the author of academic works on history, archaeography, and source studies. Most of his works were published abroad. The works on the history of Ukrainian-Armenian and Ukrainian-Jewish relations, conceptual articles on Ukrainian history, bibliography, and cultural studies of the 20th century. He is the author of Lviv-Armenian Kipchak documents of the 17th and 18th centuries, Armenian colonies in Ukraine in the literary sources of the 15th to 19th centuries, Ukraine yesterday and today, Ukraine and Armenia. During his long academic career, he wrote more than 900 works on Ukrainian historiography, source studies and special historical disciplines, Eastern studies, Ukrainian-Armenian, Ukrainian-Turkish, Ukrainian-Jewish relations. On the 25th of February 2010, at the age of 84, the renowned scholar departed forever. This outstanding Ukrainian historian was buried at the Lechakivsky Cemetery near his mother's grave. Yaroslav Dashkevich once wrote, "In Ukraine, along with short periods of hard times, there were longer periods of Jews and Ukrainians living side by side. A unique Jewish culture sprang up here and it needs to be preserved. The interconnectedness of cultures requires a thorough research and dissemination." Together we lived through the darkness and cruelty of the Soviet and Nazi tortures, the destruction of priceless human life and our common spiritual wealth. In Galicia, there was a lot of good in the relations between Ukrainians, Poles and Jews. There was also a lot of evil, which was artificially sown and cultivated by third-party political forces. At the Jewish Heritage Museum, it is our goal to follow the vision of Yaroslav Dashkevich and to restore and renew the historic affection and affinity that developed organically and naturally between the Ukrainian and Jewish people. We believe that the healing that comes from restoring this bond will benefit not only Ukrainians and Jews, but all of humanity. This is Renata Ananets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you'd like more podcast links, you'll find them at www.nashholos.com.